The state sued Duke in March for allowing heavy metals and other contaminants from coal ash to seep unauthorized from where it's stored at two coal plants. The state says the ash is seeping from the Riverbend coal plant in Gaston County, which feeds into the Catawba River, and the Asheville coal plant, which feeds into the French Broad River. Yesterday, the state released its final proposal for the settlement with Duke. That means both Duke and the state regulators are on board. Environmental groups are not.
They're just ignoring plain old common sense.
Frank Holloman of the Southern Environmental Law Center. The settlement sets out a lengthy period of study that could last at least 2 years before Duke would have to begin cleanup. Holloman says the contamination is well documented. It doesn't need more study.
We know they are storing 2.7 million tons of toxic coal ash in unlined holes in the ground next to Charlotte's drinking water reservoir, separated only by an earthen berm that leaks.
State regulators counter that dealing with groundwater is very complex and it takes time to develop a plan of action. The State Division of Water Quality's Susan Massengale.
As groundwater flows through underground fissures and rock types and soil types, and it gets very, very complex, it can be frustrating. That whole process can be very frustrating, and sometimes people run out of patience.
Environmental groups are skeptical that state regulators are serious about holding Duke accountable for contamination. The state had evidence for 2 years that unauthorized levels of metal were in the water, but didn't act until environmental groups launched their own lawsuit. Both the state and Duke maintain there's been no drinking water contamination. Holloman says this is another stall tactic.
This is a classic four corners defense. Throw the ball from one consultant to another.
Duke already has plans to close the coal ash basins and could start as early as 2015, possibly before the lawsuit would require action. Even if that happens, Duke Energy spokesman Aaron Colbert says it won't be a total waste, though.
The end goal will be to properly close those ash basins, and that work is beginning very shortly to begin to prepare the closure plan. So we will be doing a lot of work in conjunction with this order that we will also be able to repurpose as we're planning for the closure for those ash basins.
The settlement goes before a Durham County judge on Friday. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.